Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear your mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
And Hubert? Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Think your mom not gonna make it on O'Rattle?
They say they may be just a listener, so far I'm in charge of everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'll be back in time.
Right, Yeah, Auntie Betty, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, well, I'll pick up reading in Exodus. I think I'm in Exodus 9, yes. And still the dedication of the Levites. Jehovah gave these instructions to Moses while he and the rest of the Israelites were on the Sinai Peninsula during the first month of the second year after leaving Egypt. The people of Israel must celebrate the Passover annually on the 14th day of this first month, beginning in the evening. Be sure to follow all of my instructions concerning this celebration. So Moses announced that the Passover celebration would begin on the evening of the 14th, there in the Sinai Peninsula, just as the Lord had commanded. But as it happened, some of the men had just attended a funeral and were ceremonially defiled by having touched the dead. So they couldn't eat the Passover lamb that night. They came to Moses and Aaron and explained the problem and protested at being forbidden from offering their sacrifice to the Lord at the time he had appointed. Moses said he would ask the Lord about it, and this is what God replied. If any of the people of Israel now or in the generation to come are defiled at Passover time, because of touching a dead body, or if they are on a journey and cannot be present, they must still celebrate the Passover, but 1 month later, on the 14th day of the second month, beginning in the evening, they are to eat the lamb at that time with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They must not leave any of it until the next morning and must not break a bone of it, and must follow all the regular instructions concerning the Passover. That was the reading out of Numbers 9, 1 through, I think that was 14 it was, I think. Amen.
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 Amen. Looks like we had another caller. Is this Sister Shirley?
Yes, uh-huh.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Green.
Okay, I'll do a roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Auntie Carrie, I have Hubert, I have Auntie Betty, and I have Sister Shirley and myself. Did I miss anyone? Okay, amen, amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
But this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say peace. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again for bringing us together to give you honor and to praise your name. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come boldly before your throne of grace, asking for a divine direction. And Father God, we thank you that Jesus Christ dwell within us in the person of the Holy Spirit, and that he shall lead and guide us to all truth. Father God, by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the spirit of deception and every other satanic spirit that would attempt to interfere. And Father God, we ask that you send them back to the pits of hell where they belong. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the ones that are here tonight and the ones that could not be with us. And Father God, we love you and help us to be doers of your words. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll get started with the meeting. Andlyn, Mom is visiting await, so of their pastor. Well, actually, he was a bishop, Bishop Thomas. So they may or may not join within us tonight, but we have enough to get this meeting going and for God to be in the midst of it. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, well, I'll start with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 92 from the Daily Bread reading for today. I am fast approaching the youth season of winter of old age, but I'm not there yet. The Psalm says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And so sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon the instrument of 10 strings and upon the blastering, upon the harp with solemn sound. For thou, O Lord, have made me glad through thy work. I will trumpet in the work of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knows not, neither doth a foolish man understand this. When this wicked spring as the grass, and when all the work of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, O Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thy enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall perish, and all the work of iniquity shall be scattered. But by thy horn shall thou exalt like the horns of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my enemy ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteousness shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of 92. And I have to share with you, I read that this week. So God is just so good. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Okay. We had another caller to join in. I believe this is Auntie Janet. Is that Auntie Janet?
Auntie Dot.
Yeah, I have you too.
Oh, okay.
I have last four digits 0768.
Auntie Marie.
Auntie Marie, okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome. We miss you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. And good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Okay. All right. Praise God. We have a full house. We have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Hubert, and myself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Moving on. Hubert, do you have any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I was coming in out of the book of Proverbs 24:23-33. These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality and judgment is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, you are innocent, people will curse him and nation denounce him. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come upon them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your field ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I do to him as he had done to me. I pay that man back for what he did. I went past the field of the sluggard. Past the vineyard of the man who lacked judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned the lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. The words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be accepted in this sight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Proverbs. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out the book of Acts, chapter 1. And I'm reading out of a devotion Bible book. And it said, Jesus taken up into heaven. In my former book, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day that he was taken up into heaven. After giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen after he suffered. He presented himself to them and gave them many convictions, proof that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them his command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the time or the date the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before them, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intent up into the sky as he was going. Then suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside him. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken up from you unto heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into the heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of devotional Acts. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share from the group tonight?
Yes, I will be coming from the book of Romans chapter 10. Brothers and sisters, my heart desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes this about righteousness, that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them, but the righteousness that is by faith saves. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will ascend unto the deep? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Romans. Next, I'll go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
No, I just want to listen.
Be a listener? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're so glad you're here tonight. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I'll move to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'll pass.
Okay, all right. All right. Okay, let's see. That takes us to the part of the program where we honor our sick and shut in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love that you show upon the Thomas family, the Adams family, the Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Mother May, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Verner family, the Johnson family, the Cody family, the Simmons family, the Williams family, the Moody family, Charlie and family, Essie May and family, Mary Ann and family, Joseph and family, Reggie and family, Ms. Brown and family, Vanessa and family, John Moore and family, Desert Kendrick, Lenny and family, Dorita and Jesse Verner, Marilyn and family, the Moore family, Lynn and family, Leonard and family, Ruth Edwards, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Malachi, DeMarcus, Tony, Brian, Dwight, Tuan and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we command every illness to be removed from the root in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. make us whole again in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of our sick and shut-in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is still power in the blood. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. We have reached a part of our program where we recognize birthdays. And I'm looking at the week of January the 28th through February the 3rd. Hubert, is Lakante birthday the 28th?
Yes, Lakante's birthday is today.
Amen. Happy birthday, Lakante.
Amen.
Okay, any other birthdays we need to recognize, guys?
This is Sister Shirley. Dante's birthday is today. Dante.
Dante.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Amen. did we do Denise Moody last week? I think she's on this week. I think her birthday is this week. Denise Moody. And we have a hope on the 28th as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor and sing the birthday song?
Yeah. I'll try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. And may God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Okay, let's see here. For those of you that wasn't online when I explained where Mom and Angela, they are attending their Bishop Wake tonight, Bishop Thomas. He passed away one day last week. So they may or may not join in, but we're going to move on. But I just wanted to give everyone an update on their whereabouts. So,
amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
And we have reached the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I'll just go down the list. And if you have something else to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. Excuse me. And I will start with Auntie Betty. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'll try to do another song.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to shout together one more time. Oh, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more
time. Oh, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that beautiful song with us, Auntie Betty. Next, I'll go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'll pass.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read. I'm
sorry, where are you reading from?
Matthew 6-9, the Lord's Prayer, Our Father.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debt, and we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Matthew, Auntie Dot. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I read another song. Psalm 95. Call to worship the Lord. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is great and great King above all God. In his hand are deep places of the earth. The strength of the hill is his also. The sea is his. He made it, and the hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pastures and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your father tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long I was grieving with the generation and said, it is the people that do error in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that I should not enter into my rest. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalm. Next I have Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song? Praise report you over the group tonight?
Yeah, I got a praise report. I won my case that you all were praying for me. It ended up being a dismissal. And I like to read from Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me. For in you my soul take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wing until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God, to fulfill his purpose for me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts. Men who teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongue are sharp as swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I will bow down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp premier. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the people. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Let's see here. I have a praise report I would like to share. Believe mom have a total of 12 grandchildren. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I understand that my baby brother Bruce had a baby boy last night, which was on the 28th, around 10 o'clock last night. So congratulations to him and mom being a grandmother of 12 now. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer?
I would like to ask him, did he hear from his daughter? Did they make it? They made it?
Yes, yes. They made it finally. They were unpacking when I called her earlier today. They made it
safely. Praise the Lord. Okay, thanks.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And once again, I would like to welcome Auntie Marie back. We're glad to hear that you're doing good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, you promised to lead us into victory in every area of our life. And Father God, we thank you for this day and for this prayer line. And we thank you for the new opportunities to experience increase and victory. Teach us how to think like you and for us to see ourselves the way you see us so we can experience all that you have in store for us. And Father God, we are praying for the Holy Spirit who is our comforter to lead and guide us into all truth. Help us to honor you in all that you do for us daily. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful show tonight. Amen.
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 Well, that concludes our program. And the Nellon family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations, and bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do. And he will direct your path. Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all. Good night. God bless
love
you.
You.
Night.
Good night.
Night.
Love you all.
Love you.
Love you all. Good night.
Concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you. done it, prepared it. You can make it go away. All you have to do is say.
Nettles family, good night, everyone. We love you. God bless.